Welcome back to another episode on Be The Vibe Radio with your hostess, Chrysalis Sun, and it is March 2nd, 2021, and you know what that means. Why in the sky? And guess who I have with me?
Hey, 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 Shama Hands in the building.
Yes, yes, and we are very much looking forward to talking about this month.
Yes, March, thank you.
Yo, I mean, yeah, like thank I'm you. Very much looking forward to talking about this month and just the energy of this month. Like I can feel spring already. The birds is chirping, you know, spring air is happening. You know, we getting the little spring showers. I'm ready to garden and, you know, things get a little warm. I'm like, okay, it's getting
right. Nice warm too. Like not just a little warm, but nice. like break out the grills warm. Ice cream trucks in the neighborhood warm.
Right. Sundresses and poom poom shorts warm. Except I cannot wear that because I'm an ELO. So my warm weather is going to be a little sad because, you know, I got to stay covered and sanctified. But
oh, God.
But yes, so we are definitely excited to bring to you March's Why in the Sky.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So, before we get started, I do want to start with a couple announcements.
Hey, announcement time.
Yes. So, I will be hosting an event on the Spring Equinox, Saturday, March 20th from 1 to 7 at my store, Simbi's Conjure. It's called The Crystal Connoisseur. It is a book signing and crystal workshop event.
Hey.
Yay. So, I'm finally doing that. I think I mentioned it last month, too. Last month's Why in the Sky, I mentioned this event, but I'm really, really excited about it. So if you guys are in the Atlanta area, come out. It's a free event.
Or if you can come to the Atlanta area.
That too. You know, people drive. People like to drive. People like to fly.
Get your mask. Get on the plane. Come on down.
Or don't get your mask. Get in the car and drive. I don't know, y'all. We're kind of silly today, so this is going to be a really kind of silly episode.
Yo, this Pisces energy got me feeling all loosey-goosey.
He over here bobbing his head to I don't know what music. The music is playing, and he's over here bobbing his head.
I'm feeling dreamy.
Okay, yes. So, yes, that is what's going on. So, more information on that is on my website, bethevibe.com. Also, I'm teaching another class on April 5th. It's an online class, virtual class, called Working Spirit. So it's a course that teaches just basically how to connect with your ancestors, spirit guides, and the dead. You know, so I'm going to talk about how to identify different types of spirits, best ways to set up like altars for your ancestors or spaces for your spirit guides. You know, how to best communicate with them, petitioning spirits, working with spirits, incorporating them into your spell work, do's and don'ts of working with spirits, because that definitely is something that you need to know before you just start summoning and calling them forth.
Please.
Yes. So that class, $33 to register. Information is also up on the website. For those who can't make the class and you sign up, I do send recordings out of the replays of all my classes I've been doing so far. And also for those who are members on the Be The Vibe site, all classes get posted on the website for Be The Vibe members to access. Mm. So those are my announcements. You got any announcements?
You've been going in with these classes, yo.
I have been.
Yeah, you really have. I didn't even know about the newest one.
Yeah, I just posted it. I've been really enjoying these classes.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I've been having some really good feedback, really great students registering, and I'm just really excited that we're in a... Because, you know, those who've been following us for a while, y'all know we've been teaching. Like, we've been doing classes, been doing workshops. I've been doing that since even before I moved to Atlanta. I have been doing that since I was living in Vegas. And so... It seems like now with the climate and then the way things are, there's more of a receptivity to classes.
Online, specifically.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is what we've been wanting to do for the longest anyway.
Right. And I love it. You know, being able to share my knowledge, my information. So I'm, you know, and there, you know, it's nothing for me to sit down and put some curriculum together. That's how I approach it. And so I've been enjoying it.
Sidebar, I had some ideas recently I want to share with you about your classes. I think I might want to kind of jump in on some of those and
okay,
give a little something to add to what you're doing with certain topics, but we can talk about that.
Okay, so there may be some more announcements coming soon. And also, as you know, we continue on with Wide in the Sky, you know, we've been adding things to what we do with Wide in the Sky, which is our clubhouse. One of those is our clubhouse
yes,
discussions that we've been having every month, which we've been enjoying them. We've done it
thoroughly, been enjoying
We did it last month and for January, so look out for that as well. You know, if you're on clubhouse, add us. I'm under Crystal's son.
I don't know what I'm under.
He's under Shaman Hands, y'all.
Oh yeah, that's right. I don't know.
So add us, and then we announce it, you know, maybe a day before, the day of, or we just get on Clubhouse and we just have an open discussion about the Wine in the Sky. And it's been very enjoyable. People have been able to ask more in-depth questions yes, about astrology, about, you know, the tarot. People have been sharing their experiences, and I don't know about Shaman Hands, but I've been learning from everybody that's participated in the clubhouse discussion. So it's been great for me too, to be in those.
I love that live interaction, that two-way communication when I'm teaching, or when, you know, I'm going over stuff like astrology or, you know, other topics that involve, you know, metaphysics. So yes, clubhouse definitely been lit.
Yes, absolutely.
I need them to add the Android people though, so they can get involved. Cause
I know the Android people feel so left out.
They be hitting me up on the side like, "Yeah, I want to join, but I got a droid." I'm just like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you, but we on there."
Talk to the clubhouse people.
Something.
I know the Android people. They feel so left out.
Hey, get iPhone. I mean, you know.
You know, but. Android people
don't
like iPhones.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But anyway.
Anyways, let's get on to the Why in the Sky.
Because it's a good one.
So, Why in the Sky? Let's get to it. This is going to be a good month. For several reasons. The main themes, as far as for the tarot pool for the month, is money, work, conflict, competition, and paying attention to detail. What I found interesting is that this is the first month in a very long time where we have not had a major arcana card show up. Okay. So this means that this month, it's less intense and we have a lot more control about how the month turns out than we've had in a very long time. And the main themes, there was a lot of pentacle cards, which is money and resources. So what I was picking up in the reading, and I'll go over it, obviously, I'll get into that. But what I was picking up specifically was a lot of like Taurus, Capricornish, you know, Capricorn-y goat energy, you know.
Capricorn-y?
Yeah, Capricorn. And I just realized how that sounded. But yeah, a lot of Taurian, a lot of Capricorn energy, you know, a lot about like tangible things, resources, money, hard work, because three out of the five cards were pentacle cards, okay? And they were the good pentacle cards, the kind of pentacle cards we want to have, which means money flow, okay? So I was telling Shaman Hands, I wasn't sure what Capricorn or Taurus was doing or even Venus. But that's like a lot of the energy that I was kind of picking up from the reading.
Man, you always be spoiling my part, yo.
I don't mean to. I promise y'all I don't mean to.
You can't help it.
I can't help it. So the first card that got pulled, which represents like the main theme, was a character card. Remember, I talk about character cards, court cards, pages, knights, kings, and queens. This one's the Page of Pentacles, okay? And the Page of Pentacles represents movement, action, work, apprenticeship. So basically getting up off our asses and putting some work into what we're doing, okay? That's what the Page of Pentacles represents. But the Page of Pentacles represents progress and good beginnings, you know, getting a good start to what it is that you're initiating. Not only does the Page of Pentacles represents talent, but the rewards and awards for talent, right? So I think it was a few months ago that I was talking about how it was important for us to really focus on our skills, our skill sets. And it might have happened to where, as you know, if we were doing that, we weren't seeing any like rewards for this, you know, us, you know, highlighting our skill sets, putting our skill sets out there, maybe even improving on our skills. It might have seemed pointless because we weren't seeing any results or any, you know, things coming in because of it. Now's the month that we're going to start seeing those rewards coming in for our skills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the Page of Pentacles represents money news. So again, this is another month where we're going to be seeing money. Like, of course, you know, taxes, for those who file taxes, you know, we get our tax returns. There, you know, I doubt it. I highly, you know, I'm not sensing that this is the case. But if we do get a stimulus thing passing again, another one, this will be the month that would happen. Mm. But I don't see that happening.
Or more likely to happen.
More likely to happen, yeah. Right. But I don't see that based off of some of the other cards, and I'll talk about that.
Oh,
but
God.
What I'm saying is, like, inheritances, winning the lottery. Just
come,
like,
on, Biden, man. Get your shit together.
You know, money news, if you were waiting on to receive a loan, you know, so the answer to, like, a loan application or... you know, if you were waiting on a settlement, small claims, anything like that, which I'm actually going to get into that later because there's some things about legal matters showing up for this month as well, but I'll talk about that. But anyways, overall money news, okay? This is a good month to negotiate a raise, anything to that nature, okay? Mm. That's what the Page of Pentacles brings, especially actually because the Page of Pentacles represents who you are in your work setting. So if you're wanting to negotiate a raise, this is a good month to do that. This is a very supportive month for that.
Or some hazard pay, maybe?
That.
Okay, I'm gonna have to make some phone calls.
You might want to go to the, you know, go to a union meeting or something.
Yeah, they've been playing.
So there's that. But more specifically, the fruits of labor and seeds planted. So we're going to start seeing those seeds sprout. Which makes sense because we're getting into a season that supports growth. We're getting into spring, the spring equinox.
Mm.
So our little buds are going to start, you know, shooting out a little bit. We're going to start seeing those little green leaves and little green buds showing up for the seeds that we planted over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months. But because of that, it's very important to remain positive and remain in a prosperity consciousness, okay?
Mm.
Move away from a lack mindset. So very much keep a prosperity and abundance mindset on the forefront of your thoughts and your actions for this month. And or if you find that you do have challenges with your prosperity consciousness, this is the month to work on cultivating that. You know, so read some books on prosperity, Drink and Grow Rich, you know, there's quite a few other books that talk about, you know, creating your prosperity consciousness, you know, Abraham Hicks always, you know, those channelings are always talking about prosperity and money. Really work on this, use this month to work on healing any disconnects or wounds that you have around prosperity.
Mm.
Okay. Or at the very least, make it a point to just remember, like, I always have what I need. I'm abundant. You know, keep that prosperity consciousness in your forefront. But the other aspect of the Page of Pentacles is being hardworking, methodical, reliable, dedicated, and trustworthy. So those are the types of actions and characteristics that you're going to have to exhibit for this month in order to keep your money flow flowing, you know, to keep your seeds sprouting, to keep receiving those rewards.
Okay.
But then it's interesting because then we have a challenge, a direct challenge to that, which is this next card, which is the Three of Pentacles, but it's reversed. Now, the Three of Pentacles represents, sorry about that, y'all. I had a little snafu with the recording. It looked like it stopped recording, and I guess my our system froze a bit, but it was still recording. So
it just didn't look like
it. It just didn't look like it. I was like, uh-oh. Okay, so let me double back. So Three of Pentacles, reverse. This card is in direct conflict to the Page of Pentacles. Now, with the Three of Pentacles, normally it represents skills, you know, your actual apprenticeship, developing your skills, you know, and all of those things. However, when it's reversed, what it means is not wanting to work, essentially.
Oh.
You know? But then again, you got the Page of Pentacles. It represents work, hard work, dedication,
oh my God.
And all of that, right? So what this means is this Three of Pentacles reverse is showing up as a warning.
Oh,
now is not the time to quit. Okay? So it's equivalent to you've been tending to your seeds all winter, watering them, you know, keeping the humidifier on them and, you know, checking on them every day. I'm laughing because this is what I've been doing with my seeds. I brought my plants inside. And I've been spending all winter keeping them alive, right? So, you know, you're doing all this work, and now you're seeing them growing and they're budding, and now you're like, okay, they're good, and you just leave them, you know, and then you just don't tend to them anymore because you're like, well, now they're growing out. They're good. They don't need me. That's the energy that we're going to be fighting with this month, right? But this is not the month for us to neglect what we have planted. It's not the month to be lazy. It's not the month to not work, to not put effort and energy to what it is that we're trying to build. Mm. So the Three of Pentacles reversed is warning against that. It's warning against laziness. It's warning against, it's cautioning us against any poor planning and not paying attention to detail. And this theme actually shows up a few times in this month's reading or this month's pool, is the importance of paying attention to detail, because that's something else that happens when we're lazy. We cut corners. We don't thoroughly do, you know, look over things, do over, you know, things. It's like my approach to putting something together versus Shaman Hands. I will just open the box and start putting stuff together. He will sit down for an hour and read the instructions.
It don't take me an hour to read the instructions. See, no.
45 minutes. He'll sit for 45 minutes and read the instructions. Not either approach could work, except either approach works. You know, I built things and he's built things, except to be real honest, his approach is more thorough because
it stays together.
Yeah, I don't have to take it apart to fix it because it's lopsided.
Right.
You know, so that's the Shaman Hands way. What we need to have this month. We need to sit and read the instructions and take our time to do things before we do them.
Use a ruler and some pencil before you start hanging pictures on the wall.
So this is not the month to be lazy, because it may kill the seeds as they're starting to bud. Okay, you may kill your rewards as they're starting to happen. That's another thing too. When you start receiving these rewards, because it's gonna be plentiful. You know, it's gonna be a good month for rewards and finances and everything.
Hell yes.
Don't then just think, oh, I made it and I'm good. It's like, no, this is just the beginning. But stick to your habits that you've been having that have caused those seeds to bud. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely good advice.
Yes.
Because this month will look very, it'll be very easy to look at what's going on this month and just sit back and relax too much.
Right.
If you're not careful. So, yes.
Right. So then, this is the next cards is when things get a little, the next two cards is when things get a little rough, just a little, you know, but not too bad. So the Five of Wands, you know, so we have the Five of Wands showing up. And this card, it's funny, in a traditional deck, you'll see the Five of Wands. It'll be like five people and they'll each have like a rod or some type of stick. And it looks like they're playing some type of competitive game, like hitting the sticks with each other, not hitting each other, but hitting each other's sticks in some type of competitive game. That's the energy of the Five of Wands. It is war, competition, aggression, passion, but a lot of times healthy competition, you know. So there'll be that kind of energy going on. Basically, I wrote down in my notes, Aries and Mars shit, okay? Which is interesting because I know towards the end of the month, we enter into Aries season, you know, towards the end of March. But that energy will kind of be an underlying theme for this month. But the interesting thing about the Five of Wands is that when you think about competition, and even in games, you know, sports and things like that, people want to win, and people want to win at any cost. And so what do people do when they want to win at any cost? They cheat. They lie. They deceive. That's also an energy that the Five of Wands brings. So be careful with deception and misinformation. Because these deceptions and this information is going to lead to conflicts. Because the thing about it is that they're not deceptions and they're going to be well hidden. Like, so for one, if you feel like you want to lie and deceive, don't do it because you will get caught. You know, this is not the, you're not going to get away with any of that energy this month. And anybody else is not going to get away with any of that energy this month. And the fact, the revealing of that is going to lead to conflicts, right? So you're going to get a lot of arguments of people because they're going to be like, well, you deceived me, you lied to me, you weren't honest. It's going to be a lot of conflicts this month because of just that, okay? And another interesting thing that the Five of Wands brings into the play is litigation and legal matters. So this is very important advice for this month, okay? Make sure you settle all outstanding legal matters this month, because if not, they will come back to get you. If you got any parking tickets, speeding tickets, pay them. You know, make sure you show up for court, because if you don't, those fines are going to get bigger, or they're going to issue, you know, warrants. You know, if you've got any, you know, somebody suing you, or you need to sue somebody, you know, make sure you file your paperwork with the courts. If you got child support, alimony, take care of that shit. They will start garnishing wages. You know what I'm saying? Like, any type of outstanding legal stuff. You know, people who are on parole, make sure you show up for your probation, you know, meetings with your probate, you know, anything that has to do with legal matters and litigation, make sure you're on top of that this month, because it will be an issue. You know, like, it's not swept under the rug. There's something about this month with this Five of Wands that's highlighting any legal matters, so much to the point where even I had a ticket from 2 years ago that I still ain't paid. It was a parking ticket. And I went in my little bin and I pulled that ticket out and I looked at it and I'm like, okay, I'm about to pay this before the week is out. Because last thing I need is this ticket to go up to $500, $600, $700, because I didn't pay it. I ain't got time for nobody to you know, suspend my license over a parking ticket, none of that, okay? So make sure you take care of all your legal matters, either anything that you need to initiate legally, make sure that you take care of that, because this is the window to do so. And after that, you may not be able to, or you may not have such favorable, supportive aspects that will allow you to do that. Or even a favorable outcome. You know, if you need to initiate a legal matters, you would be more likely to win or have something, you know, a judgment in your favor. For those on the other end of that, make sure that you handle any legal stuff, you know, before it becomes an even bigger problem.
That's good, because I don't got some people I'm trying to sue. Coming after your asses.
Oh, my goodness.
Suing.
The other aspect of the Five of Wands is defending and defensiveness.
I'm just playing, y'all.
That's why I kept on with my... He ain't got nobody to sue, y'all. Defending and defensiveness is another aspect of the Five of Wands. Remember, Five of Wands is competition. You know, so when you're competing, you either hold a defensive or offensive position. Okay. But even outside of that, you're going to find that people are more defensive, you know, so in conversations, you may say something and someone will just automatically think that you're attacking them, or, you know, people are going to be more aggressive in defending their position. So if you're one of those people that likes to challenge people's way of thinking and challenge their stance, you may want to, you may not want to be so so forceful on that this month, because you're going to find that people are going to be a lot less willing to allow their positions to be challenged, if that makes sense.
Especially around March 23rd. Hint, hint.
Uh-oh. And on the flip side, if you are being challenged, hold your position. Hold your stance. If you feel like you're right in something, or that you stand firm in what you believe in, or whatever the case may be, then hold that position, because the more you hold your position, the more likely you are to be successful in the outcome.
But not around March 23rd.
Oh my God.
Hint, hint.
Oh my God, that's not a hint.
That's not a hint.
No.
I did the little like whisper up close to the mic. that was my hint posture.
This man has been so silly.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God. And the last card for the month, which is, interestingly enough, the only sword card or air card that showed up. But it's the one that's not always fun. Right?
Uh-oh.
So it is. Oh no, I'm tripping. It's not the last card. Second to last card. I got it ahead of myself. But anyways, it's a sword card that we don't really like to see in a reading, which is the Two of Swords. And you know, the reason why
that sounds like war.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes and no. So the Two of Swords, interesting enough, in traditional tarot decks, a lot of times you'll see this particular card depicted as a woman who is standing, and she's got two swords that she's holding. She's crossing herself with the two swords, but she's got a blindfold on. You know? So this card represents deception and being lied to. But more specifically, it is allowing ourselves to be deceived. Okay? So that's another warning card that's showing up for this month, is pay close attention to what you're looking at, okay? It's going to be extremely important to be very honest with ourselves about what we are seeing for this month. And remember, this is the second card that's showing up like that, because...
Oh, I see exactly where that is, too.
Let me see. What was the other card that was saying that? Three of Pentacles. Yes, the Five of Wands. I'm sorry. I had to go through my notes. The Five of Wands supports this. So you have two cards that are specifically speaking about deception. Okay. So yes, we need to be very clear about what we are looking at for this month and being honest with ourselves, okay?
Damn.
The reason why is because, remember, this month is a month of an energy of competition, right? Standing up for what we believe in, or challenging others, holding our position, dealing with defending, or defensive people, etc., right? The big aspect of the Two of Swords is weighing in decisions, right? Taking the time to think or weigh your decisions before you actually make the decision. If you don't take the time to do that, you will stalemate, right? Because, you know, this is a month of competition. You won't win, but the other person won't win either. So it'll just be like you'll just kind of be at a stalemate. Now, the only way to really be able to make a proper weighing of a decision is to be honest about what you're looking at. Right? So that's the biggest thing that this Two of Swords is bringing to this month, to this reading. In addition, it's also warning us it's not the time to be passive, right? Tackle your problems head on. Because if you don't, they're going to get worse. And this supports, the Five of Wands about litigation. Remember I said tend to your legal matters. Mm. If you don't tend to your legal matters, it's going to get worse. But that's not the only area where you're going to see that. You know, so if you see a problem, don't put your head in the sand. Like, don't ignore it. Don't dismiss it. Don't act like, oh, if I go meditate and drink this martini, it'll be better tomorrow. Like,
not a martini.
You know? You know, like martinis are good. You know, they got the little salt around the rim. They
oh, yeah.
Martinis are good.
I don't know nothing about drinks.
So, they go great with tacos.
Oh my God.
So anyway, it's not the time to be passive. You know what I'm saying? And that also goes into the theme of that Two of Swords, because remember, it's a woman holding two swords across, like defending herself, but she's blindfolded. So in a sense, even though she's got the weapon in her hand to defend herself, can she really defend herself if her eyes are closed, if they're blindfolded? Okay. Mm. That's the energy. So really, really, really remember that for this month, because it's going to show up a lot. It's going to show up a lot for this month. And now the last card, for real, is the Nine of Pentacles, which this card has actually been showing up a lot, because it represents generosity. So in the last few months in a row, I've been talking about, you know, the ministry of generosity, you know, continue that, because that has, for those of us who've been cultivating that and actually taking that advice and putting into action, that's the biggest reason why we've been seeing our prosperity increase, and our prosperity increase, and also our seeds have been growing, you know, because of that. So the biggest aspect of Nine of Pentacles is generosity. Money coming in, financial stability. Okay, so again, this is going to be another month where we're starting to see that financial stability, prosperity, comfort, luxury. That's another thing that the Nine of Pentacles brings into play. So an emphasis on luxury, right? Beautifying your home, beautifying your space. Go pampering yourself, going to the spa, going to get your nails done, or what, buy perfume or cologne, or, you know, doing things that kind of bring in an energy of luxury. Again, tangible fruits of our labor, you know, so.
Would this be a good month to use some money trees oil?
Yes.
In a ritual?
Yes.
Hello.
Money trees oil is my money oil, conjure oil that I have that I sell. But, yes, that's a nice little plug.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
But, yeah, emphasis on prosperity, comfort, and luxury, which goes back to what I was saying earlier about developing your prosperity consciousness. Because it's twofold, right? In order for, like, when we get into a mindset of pampering ourselves and luxury and focusing on our comfort, that increases our prosperity consciousness, our connection to prosperity. However, we have to have a healthy relationship with money in order to be able to accept and be okay with living in luxury. Mm. So it's a twofold thing, okay? So yes, tend to your home, beautify your space and garden. You know, get out there, continue to water your seeds, you know, get your plants, you know, plant your flowers and things like that. So that is my portion.
Hey, now. That was a very sweet portion. I have a very sweet portion also.
Yes, because you guys should see his, the calendar. It's looking, it don't look as crazy as it be looking. It's not a whole lot of highlights, so.
And the highlights are colors we like to see.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right.
All right, let's get into it. It's my turn. So, again, March, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us a break, because this is a break that I know a lot of us need. And we made it, folks. If you can hear my voice right now, congratulations for surviving February. February was wild. Did you talk about February at all?
No, because it was kind of nice. It was so nice that I just didn't really think about.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually really good for us. Everybody's experience is different and relative, but as good as it was still wild. It was just like, it was a lot going on. A lot of twists and turns. And we talked about it last month that was going to happen. You know, Uranus was in the picture a lot. You know, a lot of sudden unexpected changes taking place. Of course, we had the Mercury retrograde, which is finally over. We still are in the shadow period, but we're ending the shadow period as we speak right now. As a matter of fact, as Toya said, today is the 2nd, Tuesday, March 2nd. And we should be pretty much done with the shadow by tomorrow, March 3rd. So I am super excited about that. Also excited about the fact that as we end the shadow more fully tomorrow, tomorrow is the day that I spoke about that we all are looking forward to when we talked last month in regards to what Mars is doing. So let's go over Mars a little bit. And that'll help set the tone for the rest of the discussion. So, again, of course, we had a Mercury retrograde. Most of the energy that was screaming was coming from Aquarius. You know, we had all this huge-ass pileup of energy in Aquarius. In addition to the Mercury retrograde being in Aquarius. Mercury's still in Aquarius now. But we do have some stuff finally moving out of Aquarius, finally, to kind of lighten that energy up. But Mars, remember I gave you all those two dates last month. It was, what was it, February 13th and February 24th. I kept, you know, reiterating to look out for those two dates and to, you know, pay attention, take notes, make sure you remember the type of stuff that was showing up on those dates, because those were the two dates that Mars was trying to be heard. And if you weren't looking for it, and if you weren't paying attention, it would have been very difficult to hear what Mars was trying to say or to notice what Mars was doing, because it was being so overshadowed by the Aquarius energy. Other stuff too, but mostly just the Aquarius energy was louder than anything. And so if you did that, if you did your homework, you got those notes together, you got those concepts about what the 13th of February and the 24th of February was all about, fresh in your mind. As long as you honored that, just like I said, tomorrow is going to be the day where you start to see more rewards coming in. Not necessarily tangibly at first, but in the form of information and understanding more about what those two dates like all of what they're tied into, because Mars enters Gemini tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So that's going to be big. That's going to be a huge relief. Mars is finally getting a chance to, you know, it tried to do its thing in February. It's just, you know, all the other planets was like, fuck what you talking about, Mars. We over here in Aquarius. We partying. Don't nobody care what you got to say. But like I said, if you honored what Mars was bringing on those two days, then Mars has got some gifts coming, and it's going to be more and more clear to you what those gifts are about starting tomorrow as it enters Gemini. And with Mars entering a new sign, it has a fresh opportunity itself to start over and kind of like do its own form of like redo, if you will. You know, Mercury's been bringing all this redo energy or review energy. Now Mars gets a chance to say, okay, you know what? Y'all weren't trying to listen to me when I was in Aries in my home sign. You know, like, that's real fucked up because I was in my home sign doing what I do best. But you know what? Those of y'all that didn't want to listen, fuck y'all. Those of y'all that did listen to me, I got some extra good stuff for y'all for giving me some attention as I enter this new fresh energy of Gemini. And I'm going to use Gemini to bring out all the information y'all need to know what it's about. So thank you, Mars, because I was paying attention. And I know y'all, a lot of y'all was paying attention too. So yes, look forward to tomorrow, the 3rd. That's the first beautiful day that we have of all the beautiful days in March. Also on the 3rd, Venus has a sextile with Uranus. Now I know most of the time when I bring up Uranus, everybody, some people just kind of like, ugh, I don't want to hear about Uranus no more. Because, of course, it's always about sudden unexpected changes. But sextiles are angles we like. It's a 60-degree angle between two planets. And Venus is a planet that we really like, especially now because of all of the wonderful things Venus. Still in the Mercury shadow, y'all. Bear with me. All of the wonderful things that Venus brought us in February as it was flying through Aquarius. And it's no longer in Aquarius, it's in Pisces. And I must say, I was really feeling what Toya was saying about the laziness. Because I'm telling y'all, ever since Venus went into Pisces, I have not wanted to get out that fucking bed for nothing.
His bed's been so extra comfortable. It's been the bed for him. It's been the couch for me. But I was like, I got to.
It's almost scary how comfortable that bed has been. Venus went into Pisces. What day was that? The 25th?
You ain't been right since.
25th of February, 1 week after the sun entered Pisces. So the sun already entered Pisces, making things dreamy. Then here come Venus 1 week later, making things extra super dreamy. And yes, the bed, oh my God. So I'm appreciative of her saying that, because now I know I gotta watch that. I gotta make sure I get my ass up and keep up what I've been doing and not get too comfortable. But anyway, so that brings us to the very next day, this coming Thursday, the 4th. Mercury makes a conjunction with Jupiter. So Mercury and Jupiter are going to be reaching the exact same degree. Now remember, Mercury's moving forward now. So this brings up a little bit more of what the Mercury retrograde was all about, because Mercury shook up a lot of shit. Like when I was talking about February, like a lot going on, most of that was because of Mercury. And the retrograde being in one Aquarius, just that alone is a lot, because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is the sudden unexpected changes. Uranus deals with anxiety, deals with nervous energy, you know, shock, you know, being surprised by shit. It just, you know, stuff just comes out of nowhere to change shit up, you know, real fast on you. And now you got to deal with that change. And then while you're dealing with that change, it hits you with another change. This is how February was in a lot of ways. But the thing about it is, if, you know, getting more specific as far as what, like the conclusions of the Mercury retrograde story, what it was all about. So if we look in the sky now, right, what's going on now? Some of that stuff that's in Aquarius, or that was in Aquarius, like I said, is moving out of Aquarius. We got the sun is now out of Aquarius. Venus is now out of Aquarius. And so, okay, what's left in Aquarius? Right now, we got Jupiter, Mercury, and Saturn still left in Aquarius. Now, Mercury is the fastest moving planet, so it's not going to be in Aquarius much longer. Now they just turned direct. But before it moves out of Aquarius, it's going to pass by Jupiter again. So this is what's happening this Thursday. It's not going to pass by Venus again before it leaves out of Aquarius, because Venus was already moving so fast, it left Aquarius before Mercury could go back over it again. So Mercury passed over these planets going backwards. But now by the time it goes forward again to like retrace its steps, the sun is gone and Venus is gone now. So that means the main focus in regards to Mercury saying, okay, we're about to go back over this one last time so I can bring y'all the final conclusions of what the Mercury retrograde energy was about. The only planet left for it to hit again is Jupiter. So we like that, because now we got a huge focus on just Jupiter, with Mercury having a fresh new energy now that the retrograde period is ending. What is Jupiter? Fortune, luck, rewards, growth. So this ties back into what Chrysalis was saying about all of the rewards, and rewards specifically for hard work, because you got Saturn sitting right there at the same sign. So those two, Saturn and Jupiter, have that special relationship where Saturn is like, okay, you're gonna do this this thing that you said you was gonna do, and you can't move forward till you do it, and it's real harsh about it and real strict about it. But if you do it, bam, Jupiter's like, hey, I'm about to just like shower you with rewards, all kinds of rewards. So with them being in the same sign, here come the rewards. And I've already been getting rewards. Toy's been getting rewards. I'm sure a lot of y'all been getting rewards. But more rewards are coming. And this Thursday is going to be a big day for that. Especially with that coming right after Mercury is in Gemini, to bring you more information about what Mars was trying to help you with. So we're starting off March like beautifully. Like, this is probably the best tone setter to a month that I've seen. Like, I don't think I've seen anything like this all last year. Mm. On top of the fact that we only really have one day to kind of look out for this whole month. Maybe two, but really, for the most part, just one day. And I know I ain't never said that shit on Why in the Sky before. And we've been doing this for over a year now.
Right.
Well over a year now. So it's time to celebrate, y'all. Like, I'm just, you know, I feel my energy getting excited. I want you to feel excited. Cause
right, you about to jump out of chair.
It's time to fucking celebrate. Right. Like, break out the grills, like I was talking about. Like, get to cooking, you know what I'm saying? Save me a plate. Like, let's party, all right? Now, as Toya didn't mention, while you're doing all that, just keep in mind, don't relax too much. Keep it up, you know what I'm saying? Yes, celebrate, but just keep up what you've been doing. Don't fall off and only celebrate. But do celebrate, because this is a wonderful time to celebrate. Spring is coming. We're going to get into that in a second. But yeah, that's the first week, the third and the fourth. So yeah, enjoy this shit, because it's looking like really, really bright right now. All right, what else we got? Okay, let's move into next week. Pardon me, y'all. I had to get a sip of my Pisces water right quick. All right, now, next date to look out for is the 10th, which is Wednesday of next week. On the 10th, remember, the sun is in Pisces now. Neptune has been in his home sign of Pisces for a long time now. Moves very slow. It's going to stay there for a while. I want to say we can take that all the way back to 2013, if I'm not mistaken. That's a shot in the dark, y'all. Pardon me for not being able to say for sure. But I want to say Neptune has been in Pisces since all the way back around 2013. But anyway, it's been in there a long time. Neptune is the illusion Toya spoke about, the deception, manipulation, but especially in the realm of emotions, emotional manipulation, the fogginess, the dreaminess, you know, how I feel right now, you know, wanting to stay in the dream realm. Not necessarily wanting to stay in the dream world, but realm, but that's coming. Well, right now it actually is, because of the fact that Venus is in Pisces. That's what made me think to say that. But I just don't want to confuse nobody. The sun being in Pisces doesn't necessarily mean we want that. But because Venus is there, then yes, we are very much attracted to that. Which gets into what Crystal was saying about the Two of Swords. And that's actually going to come up even more in the next date that I give y'all. So Wednesday and Saturday of next week, the 13th, is very much tied into this idea. So definitely keep this in mind, these warnings that Chrysalis gave y'all about the Two of Swords, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Two of Swords stuff, the warnings for that, next week. Please keep that in mind. It's next week. Wednesday kind of kicks that energy off, because the sun is conjuncting Neptune, which rules Pisces. But it's really going to kick in, by the way, that's at 7:01 p.m. Eastern. But it's really going to kick in on Saturday. Why? Because Saturday we got two major things going on. The most major thing in regards to the Two of Swords information and the warnings that Toya gave y'all about that is the fact that Venus, which remember is also now Pisces, Venus now follows what the sun just did on Wednesday. And now Venus conjuncts Neptune. Venus is attraction. Neptune is deception. Being attracted to being deceived. This is why I keep saying every month, like when she be reading these cards, I'll just be sitting over here like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, like you literally, like I feel like you're looking at my calendar, not even looking at your notes. Reading my shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're literally spitting the exact stuff I'm seeing. So when I say I know when that is going to be around, it's going to be around next Saturday the 13th. Not just because of that, though, but we also have a new moon on that day. So if you're familiar with new moon energy, add that on top of everything I just said in regards to Venus lining up with Neptune in Pisces. And the new moon is going to be, guess where?
Mm-hmm.
In Pisces.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So Two of Swords all over your ass next Saturday. Watch out for that. Watch out for that. Watch out for the illusions and be careful about what you're attracted to. Because, you know, I don't even want to say, like, it's not probably really good advice to say be careful about being attracted to the deceptions, because the the catch with that is that you're going to probably be, or at least your subconscious, if nothing else, is going to be tempted to convince you that it's not a deception. And so you're going to be trying to figure out what to not be attracted to because you're not, you know what I'm saying? It's not clear. So just in general, be careful about what you're attracted to. You feel yourself being fully, like really, really attracted to something, make that your alarm. And then sit back and say, oh shit, I'm really attracted to this thing right now. Perhaps this is a deception. Let me sit. Let me chill. Let me slow down with this. So Wednesday, but definitely next Saturday, the 13th. The 13th is going to be big, y'all. Now, on the upside, if you will, the 13th is actually really good because the new moon also represents new beginnings. So in a sense, this is a giving you yet another opportunity to see some things resetting, starting over in certain areas of your life. The dreams will probably be kicking up a lot right around that time. So if you remember your dreams around those days, especially next Saturday, look for messages to be coming in to give you clarity around how to start certain things over that you've been wanting to start over. It's probably not going to be super clear to understand the dreams. So, you know, you can anticipate the dreams being kind of weird or all over the place. You know, they may not make much sense until later in the month. But just like I said, with Mars last month, like use this opportunity to take notes so that you can come back to it and reflect on it. But yes, that's going to be a very potent energy, probably really emotional too, Saturday the 13th, because you got all that Pisces energy. Now, the 15th, which is the following Monday, got even more Pisces energy coming. Here comes Mercury. So Mercury just did all that shit it was doing with us in February. Now here it comes to join the Sun and Venus now in Pisces, to add to the dreamy energy, to add to all that Piscean energy that we were just talking about. That happens at 6:26 p.m. On that Monday, the 15th. So by this point, it was something Toya said, I forgot what she said, but it was something she said, and it made me think, like, okay, the 15th, that's going to be the day for that. I think it was the same thing about the deception stuff, maybe the Two of Swords stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. No. It was something you were saying about communication or like people lying to you. That's what it was.
Yes.
That's what it was. The communication and the deceptions and all of that stuff being in the area of communication more specifically. So the 15th, that's going to kick up because that's Mercury, communication, information. Look for Mars to have a little more difficulty bringing you the gifts that it's bringing you this month. So definitely stock up on what Mars is doing tomorrow and leading up to probably towards the middle and maybe a little bit towards the end of next week. But after that, just understand that Mars is going to have some challenges with what it's doing. So you may see a little bit of a break in the gifts that Mars is bringing you. So take advantage of them while you can before then, because by the time Mercury enters Pisces, it's gonna sound like basically somebody talking to you like blah 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 blah.
Talking underwater.
Yes. So yeah, that's gonna be the energy, or trying to read something on paper that's soaking wet and like the ink is like splattered all over the paper now, and you're really trying to read that shit. So yeah, that's the energy that's coming on the 15th, and so by that point we'll have three planets, considering the Sun is a planet with these astrological terms, we'll have three planets in Pisces at that point. So again, we're seeing this like development of the story of, you know, heavyweight in Capricorn, that was pretty much all last year, to coming into this year, now the weight is shifting into Aquarius. And now it's interesting because now we're seeing more of a little bit of a shift out of Aquarius, but the heaviest planets are still going to be lingering in Aquarius, and we got the heaviest planet still in Capricorn. So now it's almost like a spread of the cards, like fanning out in front of you. Like, you know, you see the magicians, they say pick a card, any card, and then they spread the cards out in front of you. This is what the planets are starting to do now. So instead of it being like this huge, like, clump of energy just like pulling you in just one direction and like hitting you in the head with just that type of energy real hard, this is part of the relief that we're feeling. Like, now the planets are finally starting to spread out. And then by the equinox, we're going to see the spread is actually telling us that we're basically being pulled out of the heavy weight that's held us down in the way that 2020 represented. We're going to be actually finally being pulled out of that energy slowly but surely, because by the time the equinox comes, it's going to be this very peculiar looking spread of planets all the way from, let me pull out my actual chart here real quick. We're basically looking at a spread of things from Capricorn all the way to Gemini. So we'll talk about that more in a second, but that's where we're headed with the equinox. But the 15th, the 16th, and the 18th, those are the major dates that are going to hit us. So that's going to be a heavy week leading up to the equinox. We got Mercury entering Pisces on the 15th. And then Tuesday the 16th, we've got the Sun making a sextile with Pluto. Pluto isn't really in the picture a lot this month, other than the fact that it's still holding that anchor kind of in Capricorn, which is going to still be doing for a long time. But now it's like Pluto has become the caboose of the train. So everything else is moving forward, but Pluto's still holding on, making sure that, you know, we continue to transform all the things that need to be transformed in the areas of institutions and, you know, worldwide structures. You know, that whole evolution, revolution idea, that's still going to be carrying out for a little bit. But it's a lot lighter now because things are moving forward. On the 16th, the Sun making that sextile with Pluto is going to make things lighter for us even more in respect to what Pluto has been bringing us. And then the 18th, which is that Thursday, we got Venus making a sextile with Pluto. Venus and the Sun are really close together now at this point. So we got a lot of like really sweet energy coming to lighten up a lot of shit that we saw all last year, folks. This is what March is about. And then finally on the 20th, which is the day of Toya's book signing.
Yay.
Shameless plug.
Yay.
Another reminder. Spring equinox, folks. So yeah, things are looking really, really good. Now, here's the thing about the equinox. Bringing up that spread of cards metaphor again. So we got, on the day that the equinox hits, we got Pluto in Capricorn. We got Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius. We got Mercury, Neptune, and Venus in Pisces. And then we got the Sun just leaving Pisces to enter Aries. So I'm going in order. I've said every sign one by one in order, starting from Capricorn so far, right? And when the Sun enters Aries, of course, that's what signifies the equinox. By the way, that happens at 5:37 a.m. So that's a nice early tone setter, early in the morning before most of us are waking up, especially on in the East Coast. And then further along in Aries, we got Chiron. And then in Taurus, we got Uranus and Lilith. And then in Gemini, we got Mars, the North Node, and the Moon. So that's a huge spread. Like pretty much all the other signs on the other side of the zodiac are just empty. So we got the South Node in Sag, we got Juno in Sag, and then we start with Pluto in Capricorn, and then we go all the way around to Mars, North Node, and the Moon in Gemini. Now, I know I just said a lot. I'm not expecting you to remember all that. But basically, the point is that when the Sun enters Aries, the day of the equinox, the sign of, you know, a lot of people say this is the new year, universally speaking. This is the start of the new year. The Sun is kind of in the middle of the spread. So that's showing us like, okay, we're focused on like everything around the Sun, because everything is like in the vicinity of the Sun within two signs or just a little bit more than two signs, because Pluto, even though it's in Capricorn, it's already approaching the end of Capricorn at this point. So we got all this stuff on the behind the sun from Capricorn forward, and then we got all this stuff in front of the sun from Aries to Gemini. So with this signal of new beginnings, it's telling us, like, yeah, we're pulling this energy out of Capricorn finally, on a very significant day that represents new beginnings for the entire year. So I hope that helps.
Hey, Page of Pentacles, you just described it right there.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what's up. Because I don't want to drag that out, but I just want to make sure that I was clear, because that is a very significant day. This year in particular, the equinox always is, but this year, y'all, the equinox is very powerful. So again, don't get too comfortable. But we got a lot to celebrate, yo. All right. So I'm gonna take another breath, some Pisces water. Give my little water break, and we're gonna keep it going. Parched. Okay, now here's where it gets a little interesting. So remember I said we got one day to kind of look out for the whole month, which is actually very good news, because I only said one, maybe two, depending on how you look at it. So out of the one, maybe two, this is the maybe two. The 21st. So March 21st, we got some interesting stuff going on. This is actually the second time Mars has something to say since it entered Gemini on the 3rd. Which at the time of this recording is tomorrow. Venus enters Aries, which is Mars's home sign. And remember I said Venus is flying. That's why it's going through all these signs so fast. And then Mars, the same day. So wait, let me back up. Venus enters Aries at 10:16 a.m. And then the same day, later that night, Mars makes a trine, a 120-degree angle with Saturn. Now, that's going to be interesting, because we got two planets that are typically not necessarily harsh, but they can be harsh. They can be very harsh, actually, depending on what they're doing. But the angle that they're making with each other is a very supportive angle. So because they're making a supportive angle with each other, you know, Saturn is the limitation, the discipline, the karma, the one that's, you know, we told you, we said, or I said earlier about, you know, it's ordering you to do this and that and this and that and that. And if you don't, then you don't get no rewards, that kind of thing. And you can't go forward. That's Saturn. Mars is really activity in general, especially initiating activity, or like just starting activity, the spark of, you know, the beginning of something. But it's also anger, it's also, you know, ego, it's also aggression, competition, warfare, violence, all of these things. It's also in a lot of ways it is connected to like the sexual energy, or the passion involved with sexual energy, rather. So Mars is a very powerful force. Saturn is a very, how would I put it? Okay, so think of it like this. Mars is a very powerful force in terms of getting you moving. Saturn is a very powerful force in terms of stopping your ass from moving, no matter how fast you're going.
Okay, well, damn.
So if we see those two together having a conversation or an angle, right? You know, it's a lot of ways, it's a lot of different ways that that can play out in ways we don't, in the form we don't like. So it's really good that they're making a trine. So what I'm saying is that even though they're getting together and making some noise on this day, that it still is supporting as much as it can the idea of all of the sweetness that we're experiencing this month. So it's basically good news, right? They're supporting each other, they're getting along. Now it can be tricky though, because it depends on how you use it. Like we talk about that a lot of times in the Wine in the Sky, like certain angles or certain alignments when they happen, you know, it can go kind of either way, just depending on how you use it. They can be intense or not as intense, but there may be something to look out for. It's definitely important to look out for this, because it's a lot happening on that day. We just had the equinox the day before, remember? But then on this day we got three major events happening. So I mentioned Venus entering Aries, which is Mars' sign, and then Mars making that trine with Saturn. But then we got other stuff going on outside of that Mars energy. So let me speak on that real quick. And then I'll come back to the Mars. So right before Mars makes that trine with Saturn, we got Mercury making a sextile with Uranus. So it's just a lot of really like different energy going on. Anytime Mercury is involved with a lot of other stuff happening at the same time, you know, that's that trickster energy coming in. You know what I'm saying? It may look one way and then bam, you know, looks another way. And then bam, wait, you know, that threw you off because you thought it meant this and you figured it out. But then now you realize, no, you didn't figure that out, even though that was already the first change. And now you get hit with a second and third change, right? But in particular, this alignment with Mercury really highlights that energy of, you know, the trickster and the sudden unexpected change, because it's Uranus that it's talking to. It's having a sextile with Uranus. So Venus enters Aries, then Mercury has this talk with Uranus, and then Mars has the talk with Saturn. That's a whole lot going on, y'all. It's kind of hard to say what to do with that because it's so much unexpected. Like, the theme of stuff being so unexpected is all over that. But just know that it's going to play out in ways that's a lot better than it could if things didn't look so well this month. So just be mindful. Just be mindful that, you know, a lot of shit can switch up on you. Sunday the 21st, my main message would be to not let anything discourage you that day. If things look like they're turning around in a direction where you don't want them to go because of how good things have been looking up to that point, don't let it discourage you. It's just a temporary little, like, you know, switch up. But then you can also get some really good stuff out of that too, which now brings me back to readdressing Mars again before we move forward. So Mars and Saturn, again, those two planets can cause some major problems. But the fact that it's making a trine, that those two planets are making a trine with each other, trine really, in my opinion, is the best angle that you want to see, that 120 degrees. Sometimes a conjunction, but it still depends on what planets we're talking about. But that trine is really, really good because it's kind of bringing out, in ways, it's bringing out the best energy that two planets can express in a relationship with each other without having to put you in a position where you're having to start over with those energies, because that's what a conjunction would be doing. So this gets into the idea of, you know, activity, yes, being careful with your anger, but then also it goes back to what Toya was saying about, you know, things playing out in a way where it's, I don't know if she used the word justified, or I forget how exactly she worded it, but something along the lines of the outcome being in your favor if you stand your ground. Like, if it's like something you're being challenged on, I forget exactly how you put that.
You're being more likely to succeed if you stand your ground.
Standing your ground, like in a conflict, right?
Right.
Because
being challenged, or, you know, yeah.
Right, because that's Mars energy. Mm-hmm. And then Saturn, of course, is you can't move forward. It's the limitation. It's, you know, right. No, we stopping right here till the shit comes together. Right, right. Not budging, right.
Right.
So when you said that, my eyes went straight to that day because I saw that alignment was happening. So if you keep those things in mind that she talked about on that day, as well as the fact that Venus is once again giving you a fresh new energy, is entering a whole new sign again, and is helping you wake up. Like, now it's helping you get out of bed and not be stuck in the overly comfortable bed that's like so comfortable it's an unhealthy comfortable type situation, or could be. That's the day for that. So, in other words, be prepared for the gun to go off to start the race. And understand that the gun isn't the type of gun that's like shooting nobody. Because you may hear the gun go off and be startled, like, oh shit, that was that a gun? No, it was just the gun that happens at the track.
Yeah.
And now it's time to run.
Yeah.
That's what, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what the 21st is about. Whew, that was a lot. Okay. I feel like I explained that well enough now to move forward. Now, here's the date coming up that I said, this is definitely the date to watch out for. So this is the 23rd. I mentioned this earlier twice when Toya was still in her part. March 23rd. Remember that. Mercury squares Mars. Ugh. So this is actually the first square we've seen all month, which is actually really, really good news. But again, we got Mars in the picture. So Mars, remember, Mars has been trying to help us out. It's been getting shut down all February. Other planets have been, you know, outshining it. The only really way you're going to be benefiting a lot from the information Mars is going to start bringing you on the 3rd is if you were able to catch the stuff that Mars was bringing in February. By the time we get to the 23rd, Mercury's coming back in to say, hey, I'm not done. Retrograde is over, but I got one last thing to hit y'all with. That's the Mercury-Mars square. So if you did honor Mars, make sure that you're taking heed to all of the stuff that Mars is bringing you prior to the 15th. And then if that's the case, then the 23rd won't be so harsh. If you don't do your homework before the 15th, 23rd might slap you in the face. The arguments, going back to some of the stuff Chrysalis mentioned again, the arguments, the fights, it's not going to be easy to deal with that stuff on the 23rd as much as it can be on the 21st. 23rd is just stay to yourself. Like, don't talk to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Be careful on the roads, you know, like, the same type of stuff we see during Mercury retrogrades with car crashes and people wilding out on the roads, driving crazy, just accidents galore. Violence is probably going to be pumped up in the news a whole lot more that week, but especially on that day. By the way, the square happens at 11:26 p.m. that night. So be mindful of the way that day plays out. Because even if you're not seeing a lot of what I'm saying throughout the day, that's if you're expecting it to, like, if the day ends up being calm for you for the most part of the day, throughout the earlier part of the day, and you take that and you assume that, oh, well, nothing happened, so I'm good for the rest of the day. Now you're making yourself more vulnerable to have a surprise whammy later that night. So be mindful of that too. Just, you know, use that day as the main day for the month that represents the idea that, you know, we're giving y'all as far as not getting too lazy, you know, not getting too comfortable, not putting yourself in a position to be blindsided. That's the day. That's the major day for that. The main day for that. All right. So we almost done, y'all. We wrapping up. But the 23rd, y'all, please remember the 23rd. And you might get some stuff on the 21st that kind of prepares you for the 23rd. But just don't rely on that. Because, again, that's that trickster energy on the 21st. Just kind of like once you get past the 21st, just kind of let yourself start over with how you're going to approach the 23rd, not relying on what happened on the 21st. Because, again, you might get blindsided. Okay. 26. Friday the 26th, we got the sun lining up with Venus. We like that. So remember, now at this point in the month, now the sun and Venus have moved out of Pisces even. So now we're really going to have like a lot more energy in terms of that get up and go. Now it's going to even be a lot more attractive. To get up and go, you know, to run that race. You're going to have a lot more energy. You're already going to get a lot more energy starting on the equinox, but by the 26th, you're going to really feel a really, really nice boost. You're not going to want to be in the bed at all. You're going to want to like get up and do shit. You're going to probably have ideas that are coming back to you that you had to sit on before, especially in February, that now you can like really, like, man, I got enough energy to do this now. Oh, yeah, okay, that feels good. Oh, shit, I forgot about that too. Like, yeah, let me get that done. That's going to be what the 26th energy is about and right around the 26th. And now we're coming to the last week of the month. The 28th, Sunday the 28th, which is Palm Sunday for whoever out there may celebrate Palm Sunday. I don't know if we have any Palm Sunday celebrators in our audience, but hey, shout out to you if you're there. We got a full moon on Palm Sunday. And by the time the full moon hits, the moon will be in Libra. And we always know where the full moon is as long as we know where the sun is. So the sun is in Aries, we know the full moon is in Libra, right? Because it's always the opposite sign. So full moon in Libra, especially with all this sweet Venus energy that we experienced all March by this point, and even in February, even though February was kind of all over the place with Mercury doing this thing, Venus had like more to say so than anything on certain levels. With the full moon being in Libra, Libra's ruled by Venus. So again, we're highlighting Venus. Venus is just like, Venus is showing out. The money Toya was talking about, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The increase in money, like that's going to continue to happen all March. And even on that full moon, you know, anytime we have a new moon or a full moon, yes, it's intense in certain ways, but it doesn't have to be intense in a way where we're feeling overwhelmed with the intensity. It could be an intense increase in your bank account funds. You know what I'm saying? It could be an intense raise at the job, like Chris was talking about the raise. You know what I'm saying? The idea of that, you know, negotiating stuff. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this when she was talking, but don't try to negotiate nothing on the 23rd or around the 23rd. I think that's when I came in and said something.
You did.
So, just in case I hadn't. Want to say that again. But yes, the 28th, the full moon, that's gonna be, you may feel a little sluggish in some ways, but it shouldn't last. And the reason I say that is because the moon is pulling at you towards Libra, while you just had all of this spark of energy that's helping you out from the perspective of stuff being in Aries, like all this fresh new energy in Aries, and all of a sudden here come the new moon wanting attention, and the moon's already on the opposite side. So in a sense, you may feel a little sluggish in that respect, but it won't be nothing that's too detrimental. If anything, it might just, you know, kind of pull at you a little bit just to make sure that you're going in the right direction. If you are moving forward fast, that kind of thing. It'll be a good form of sluggish, if that makes sense, and it won't last. But definitely will highlight some things around your money, the valuables that you have, personal possessions. Chrysalis mentioned, did you mention Taurus earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the pinnacles. That's what it was. All that heavy pinnacle energy.
Yeah.
So Venus is always associated with pinnacles, because of the fact it's associated with money, but it also rules Taurus just as it rules Libra. So anything that has to do with Taurus, anything that has to do with Libra, expect those things to be enriching your life just along, just as the money is, you know what I'm saying? It's not just the money. So like increase in your value, upgrades in your value system, you know what I'm saying? Your character upgrading, like all that kind of stuff. And now, so the last three dates we have are that Sunday, and then the very next 2 days. So we got the full moon that Sunday, and then Monday the 29th, we got Mercury in the picture again, making one last statement, which is also going to be a little funky, because it's Neptune again we're talking about, which is, you know, the deception and the illusions and the uncertainty, the dreaminess and all that kind of stuff. But Mercury is actually lining up with Neptune now, because now Mercury, of course, is in Pisces now, along with, you know, following the sun of Venus right at this point. So now Mercury makes a conjunction with Neptune. So again, communication being like blah, 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 blah. you know, not like, don't put too much, trust isn't the word I want to say. What's the word I'm looking for? Don't put too much reliance
or weight,
or, well, not necessarily weight, but don't be relying on messages around that time to be clear or to help you a lot. You know what I'm saying? They may help you a lot eventually, but the actual help manifesting wouldn't show up till much later, because this would just be like something that's coming to you that whatever it looks like, that ain't what it is, more than likely. But this also, just like I said earlier, with any time two planets conjunct, it's a reset. It's a starting over of the relationship between two planets. So on the 29th, this will be the starting over of the relationship between Mercury and Neptune. So don't rely on the stuff that's happening right on that day in terms of the communication and the information being clear. But understand that this is the point where we get to start over with information, with the cycle of information being clear or becoming clear. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the last date I got for y'all, or the last major event, is on the 30th, that very next day on Tuesday. So we got a lot of stuff that's like, we got a lot of stuff that's major, like hitting it around the same time. So in that sense, this month may be a little intense, but again, it's intense in a sweet way. Just remember the dates to watch out for. And then on the 30th, again, we got Venus showing up. Now it's making a sextile with Saturn. So Saturn again, yes, we don't necessarily like to hear about Saturn a whole lot. But again, it's a healthy conversation they're having. It's a sextile, 60 degrees, half of a trine. And again, it's Venus. You know what I'm saying? Venus, we like when Venus makes sextiles or trines, really pretty much with anything. With this being Saturn, though, this is going to be another one of those ideas of like, okay, stuff ending, but in a good way. Or in other words, like finalization of things. So like if you have money that's supposed to be coming and there's things that's been in the way of it, this could be the finalization of that. So like we talked about the stimulus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like Toya said that that might show up this month. I would predict that if it does show up, it would be around the 30th.
Oh yeah, I never did get into why I said that it's a possibility, but not likely, and that's because of the energy of the deception.
Right, exactly.
You know, so you know, I feel like I sense that it's more of a tool to dangle,
yeah,
and, you know, in order
dangle
to
that carrot.
Yeah, but that, in front than an actuality.
Fuckers.
But anyway.
Hey, but I need to get your shit together, man. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much what I got, yo. I honestly haven't even really looked forward past March, y'all, because I was so delighted when I saw how March was. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to end up seeing something I don't like and then have to share it with y'all and ruin this shit. So we're just going to
sit where we are
on the timeline and enjoy.
Right, which is so interesting because around this time last year was when everything hit the fan.
Yeah.
You know, it was March. So now
hell
it's like,
yeah.
Okay, you know, we getting a little bit of break. But yeah, you did great, love.
Thank you very much. This water is delicious, by the way.
Well, that's what we got, you know, so it's just a matter of making sure you continue to work hard, make sure that you cultivate your prosperity consciousness, defend, you know, stand your ground, and don't let yourself be lied to.
And watch out for the 23rd.
And that's a pretty straightforward month, but a good one. So, with that being said, you got anything else? Cause I don't.
I think I'm good. I think I'm gonna I'm just gonna leave it like that. Cause it's so good. I don't want to mess it up.
All right, y'all. So, again, you know, we always thank you for tuning in. We just love your participation in the Wine in the Sky and just the love and feedback that we get. Join us on Clubhouse for the mid-month discussion. And
I'm thinking we probably need to do that around the 15th because that's right at the middle of the month and it's a Monday.
Okay.
And it's typically better for me on Mondays. I just think it's hilarious that that's the day that Mercury goes into Pisces.
The blub-blub day.
And all the blub-blub starts.
So that's gonna be interesting.
So that's gonna be real interesting.
And probably fun. So we'll say that we'll join us on the 15th for the mid-month discussion. You know, tentative.
And come out to the book signing, y'all.
Yes, come out to the book signing.
Saturday, March 20th.
Equinox, DJs, food.
What time it start?
One to seven.
1 to 7. Mm-hmm. So they get a lecture.
Yep, book signing.
They get a book if they want a book. Mm-hmm. They get a book signed.
Yes, and by first, you. The first 20 people to buy a book will get a crystal kit. I'm making.
Along
with the books for the first 20 people that come and buy.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm. And just come hang out with me. It's fun at the store. We be cutting up. We be having fun.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Wow. So they get lecture. They get education. They get the book that the education is about. They get free crystals if they on time or show up early enough. Mm-hmm. And if they have a book, they can come get it signed. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's dope.
Dope, dope.
That matches the March month energy.
Yes.
That's what's up.
All right. So that's all we got. And until next time, or the 15th, if you catch us on Clubhouse.
Get yourself an iPhone.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
If you want to be on there, I'm just saying.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.